Media.
Sorry, we know what started.
It's not saying anything, so I hope it's recording. It usually says this meeting's being recorded. Did you unplug something from it? Right.
Should be safe.
Did you have this problem before? It didn't do it when I did press the finding commission. But you did something one time that got it working again.
Let me just check the audio. I do know. I hope it's right. And that's where it was set, so I'm gonna turn this on just in case. Okay, you can go ahead. If you want, it doesn't matter to me. It's a work meeting.
Trish, roll call, please.
Councilman Scott Pugh.
Present.
Councilman Tom Nederberg.
Present.
Mayor Tony Deaver.
Present.
And Councilmember Kimberly Clements.
Present.
Have discussion on the business license procedures.
Yeah, Shay sent a proposed. Let's see. Did we make copies of that? I guess not. Okay. It's in an email. It was like what? 2 pages long, 3 pages long, that just described how businesses could purchase up to 5 years of business license, and that if they decided not to do business anymore, they would not get a refund. That was basically what it said. And they would also have to keep up on their other certificates, if any. So if they had to have a health department or a whatever.
Are we voting on that in the next? Does that need to be voted on?
I thought we voted on that last time and said that we just wouldn't reimburse them if they went out of business. We weren't going to refund them for their prepayment of their business fees.
Yeah.
I think a resolution is required because we would be changing. We hadn't done a resolution to change the fee. At the last one, did we?
Correct. So is this for both of them, the fees and the up to 5 years?
Probably. I didn't get a copy of what he sent you, so I don't know.
No, you had on the desk that.
You had a
The new
question for me.
procedures.
Yeah, the procedure for allowing up to 5 years. And you asked him about, the other certificates and things that they needed.
Yeah, but he hasn't sent anything like official, the resolution or
Oh,
anything.
I got an email. I don't know if that's what.
I don't know
I
if
don't know if
anyone did
everybody else.
anything after that.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, he
I
should.
read it over and I it looked good to me, so I don't know if we need to all have a copy of it at one point and do it next time.
Yeah, we'll put it on the agenda for next meeting then.
So is it Shay that's going to be doing that resolution?
He already, I got a copy and Patricia got a copy. I thought he sent it to everybody.
I didn't get a copy, but if you want to forward it to me, I'll look over it and well, I'll just work together to get it taken care of for next time.
Yes, they won't allow us, the payroll to go through. They email us back and we have to do a temporary thing for just that payroll for that period. But if it keeps doing it, we have to do a disagreement. And it's been going up the last several pay periods because of overtime. And so they suggested we do up the amount.
Have we upped the amount enough to cover it for a while?
We think
We
so.
don't want a city shut down.
Yeah, we think this one is let me grab it. Let's see where they put it. I think they upped it to 15,000. Yeah, that's plenty.
Is Joe the only one that's been getting the overtime because he's had those emergency calls?
Yes. The
Okay.
only overtime I ever get is for council meetings.
Okay. Yeah, I was just wondering. So I knew about the emergency calls that he had, so.
So we're upping it a couple of $1,000 just so we can get it paid, get it done.
Yes.
I don't know how what it is now, but it's going to 15.
Yes.
Okay.
It was only like it was 6,000 or so. So we was having to call every time.
Okay, so review of the Rocky Mountain Electric Utility franchise for Rocky Mountain Health. That's been discussed, and this is been looked over by our attorney. And so we just need to vote on it.
Just need to vote on it
Yeah.
and get it. Okay.
No, we talked about that last time. He is going to be doing that, as far as I understand. I think he's already come out to work on the chlorinator and get that done so we're in compliance.
Did we vote on that last week or not?
Yes, we did.
So this is just it's basically you're just saying it's already in
Yeah,
place. Okay.
yeah.
All right, good.
And we're supposed to have, when that was discussed, we have to have an agreement in place if we're only going to use one. If that's the only people that can do the job, there has to be an agreement between the city and those, whoever it is, that says that we will only work with them. Is that correct?
I don't know. I don't know how it works. We're really limited in our choices of people that actually do that service in the state of Utah. And, we've had prior problems in the past with that. So I don't know if we necessarily need to do that, where it's a state mandated thing.
That's
But
just
I
what Shay
had
had
said.
told us that we can, and if we only have to choose like from one person or company to do it would be best if we do an agreement.
Okay, I'll get with the city attorney and see if he can just review something up. I'm sure Matt Blair doesn't have any problem doing that.
The only thing I'm concerned about is I don't want to be held over a barrel that we can't hire somebody else if he's not doing his job. That's the only thing that I worry about with the agreement. So something in the agreement needs to say that there's a way out to exit the agreement if he's not doing his job.
I'll make sure that gets put in there. Right.
I looked over the minutes. I didn't see any problem with that. I mean, anybody else can look over it too, but.
Yeah.
Consent agenda items.
Minutes, the treasurer's report, and the claims. They should have been in that second pile. What's that?
Has the money that we have here on this consent as it was transferred now to the.
No, we just got everything switched on. He got everything taken care of on Friday. We do need to go in and put the permissions on each of the accounts. I did it on a couple. You should have got emails. I've asked him if he could do it, but he said, unfortunately, the emails will still come to you. So you're going to get a lot of emails. And I will do that tomorrow because I've been busy with this election stuff. So, what's that? Yeah, it was on top of that. Is that, yeah, check, see if it's the right one.
Is invoice register part of the consent agenda? I have a question about this.
This is the claims.
I have a question about these. What is this unpaid tax penalty that we have for $1,700? Do you know what that is? Is that where we didn't pay the taxes on time and we got fined $1,700?
This previous quarter, it's all been paid. And we've been paying it. They usually send it back to us. So we looked it up. It was paid. And we don't know if they just didn't get it on time. It's all done online, so it should have been on time. So
okay.
We check it and make sure, and eventually we get like a check back. So
you don't know why they're charging us for that then?
It said it was one of the quarters was last due.
It shows two quarters, March and June. Unpaid tax penalty for March, correct? January, February, March. And then April, May, June. So two quarters, the taxes were late.
I've got all the papers that somebody was paying on time.
Yeah, we should probably address that instead of like putting our money out $1,700 every quarter for late taxes. When you pay those late taxes, do you show on the next consent agenda that it was reimbursed back to us or no?
You do it when it comes back into us. They don't always send it the next month.
Oh, okay.
Yep. I asked about that because I noticed on one of the other ones, we paid $147 late fee three times to Fuel Network. And I noticed that we paid a $10 penalty to for filing something else late and another $226 to Country Garbage because we didn't pay them with a check. We paid them with a credit card. And when you start adding up the numbers, that's a lot of money for the city to just be paying in late fees because things aren't getting paid on time. So I'm bringing that up for that reason, including these taxes. This month alone is $1,700, and maybe they do get it back to us. But, you know, I looked back through some of the older ones, and I didn't see on the consent agenda where that money was shown to be given back to us. So that's something I would like to work on.
Thank you for bringing that to our attention, Kim.
Yeah, I don't want to agree to a consent agenda to be always paying late fees. If it's a problem, we need to address it for our residents in this town. I'm making a suggestion to pull up all the late fees that we paid just in the last year and the credit card charges when we could have paid it with a check. I mean, I looked at that one printout. I actually have it with me. And just that one month, I haven't even looked at all of them, just that's for one month. I mean, what if we are paying as a city, we are paying thousands of dollars in late fees a month because we are not keeping track of this. You know, this is a personnel problem or an invoicing problem or a problem with, like she says, maybe the EFTs are not recognizing in time. But this is definitely a problem that Eureka City should address very quickly. I mean, I don't know if you guys plan on late fees in your budget every year. I haven't been a city council member very long, but, you know, I don't think you guys are putting out even $5,000 in late fees every year in our budget, right?
Late fees aren't good, period. I agree. And unlike my daughter, the city doesn't have a sugar or a daddy to take care of.
Right. I'm afraid of those costs being put onto our residents, you know, and taking away from our budget when we're already limited.
Well, I think the point's been made as far as the consent agenda is concerned. We either accept it or reject it. But I mean, these things have been made. The discussion points have been made and need to be acted upon. Do we need to adjourn, then have a 10-minute break? Okay, move to adjourn the work meeting.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 So reconvene in 10 minutes.